podcast dinle.
Hi everyone. Today we welcome a very special guest. She is globally acclaimed therapist, best-selling author, and award-winning speaker. She is the founder and creator of Rapid Transformational Therapy, and she spent over 3 decades treating a client list that includes international superstars, CEOs, royalty, and Olympic athletes. I would also mention that she's the best-selling author of 5 books. Welcome, Marisa. Such a great pleasure to see you again. How are you?
Good. It's so lovely to see you again, too.
Marisa, tell me about your methods. So we would love to hear more about your methods.
Well, RTT, Rapid Transformational Therapy, is a little unconventional, because people believe the words rapid and therapy shouldn't go together, that therapy by nature should be long, and it's all based around building up trust with your therapist so you can express your feelings. And I always found that unusual, because it's the only modality that asks you to spend a long time to get well. If you go to the dentist in pain, or a chiropractor in pain, or the emergency room in pain, they immediately do their very best to be better. And I never understood why therapy didn't have the same model. Here's someone in pain because they have anxiety attacks or headaches, or pain because they have phobias and fears and they can't get on a plane, or they don't feel they're lovable. I always felt we should offer the same model that every other modality offers, which is let me get you better as fast as I possibly can. So I created Rapid Transformational Therapy to give the client what they want, because every client says, I want to be free of this pain, whether the pain is I have panic attacks and I don't feel lovable, or I can't seem to be successful in life, or the pain is I've got headaches or irritable bowel or terrible digestion. And so the fact that it's fast doesn't mean it isn't super effective. I've now trained 10,000 people all over the world, some Turkish people too. And I love the fact that it's really taking the world by storm, because we live in a world that's fast. You know, you can't deny it. People haven't got the patience now to wait for that little circle on their screen to go away. I'm like that. I've got my laptop is slow, so I move on to my iPad, so I move on to my phone. We live in a fast world, and everything has to be faster. People want faster cures, they want faster everything. So I made a rapid therapy that is, I feel, the best therapy in the world, and gets the same results as long talk therapy, but I think it's what people want.
Great, great. You're a big fan of Turkey. I mean, you've been in Istanbul, Bodrum, Cappadocia. Please tell us about your time in Turkey.
So the first time I came to Turkey was maybe 8 years ago with my husband, and we went to Istanbul and we just loved it. And then we took a flight out to Dalaman and we discovered Göcek. One of my clients had said to me, you have to go to Göcek. Then we found Kaukan and Kash, and we just had the best time. We always swore we'd come back. And 2 years later, we came back to Istanbul with Mind Valley, and that was amazing. And then we came again and discovered Bodrum. We stayed at the Six Senses Resort in Bodrum, which was so sublime. It was just lovely. And I'd always wanted to do a cruise around the Turkish coast, which we did, and that was just fabulous. And then we went back to Istanbul, and you can never really get bored with going to the Blue Mosque, the Top Kapi. It's amazing. And then we went back again, because when I was there last time, I really wanted to go to Cappadocia. My friends in America said, you've got to go. It's one of the most amazing places in the world. So it was on my bucket list. So we went, I think only about 6 weeks ago, we went to Cappadocia, did the hot air balloon flight, did the underground caves, did the cave dwellings, the underground city, and then we went back again to Göcek, back again to Bodrum, back again to Kaukan. But I really want to go to İzmir. I've been to Oludeniz and Fethiye, but İzmir, there's so many more parts of Turkey I want to see. What do I love about it? What do I love so much? I mean, I love the people. I love the history. I mean, I spent ages reading about the Ottomans. And when you go to Top Kapi, you see these emeralds the size of gull's eggs and the harem. It's just, the culture is fascinating. The fact that Turkey is one of the few self-sufficient countries. I love the people, love the ocean, love being on the water. Somebody had said to me once, I think it was Lulu, she's quite a famous English singer, who said that the highlight of her life was cruising up the Bosphorus to her hotel. And of course, when we stayed at Six Senses in Istanbul, we did the same thing. We took a beautiful cruise from the center of Istanbul all the way back to our hotel. And it was just extraordinary. I think it's the architecture, the people, the food, the weather, the culture. Of course, going to the mosque is such fun. So I love everything about it. It's a place I'd go back to again and again and again. And I will be back soon because there's so much of it to see. And it's interesting because when you go to Turkey, so Kapadokya is totally different to Bodrum. Göcek is totally different to Kalkan, but I love the variety.
It's such a pleasure to see you again in Turkey and my hometown in Izmir, as we talked before. You should definitely on your bucket list because it's such a lovely destination. Also, Çeşme nearby the resort. So you should plan the next trip to Turkey with John. So let me know in advance.
Just heard that Marmaris, someone said you have to go to Marmaris. And so we missed Marmaris last time, which was a great shame because I was really set to go to Marmaris. I've heard that's just stunning.
It's wonderful. Also, you remember, while you've been in Istanbul, we visited a couple of museums together, the Archaeology Museum and a few destinations. So tell us about some the cultural heritage of Turkey. Where is the great destinations you would love to spend a couple of more days when you get a chance?
What did I love? I mean, I love the Topkapi. That was everyone says the Blue Mosque is their favorite and the Hagia Sophia, but I love the Topkapi because of the history of the room where all the concubines were and even the circumcision room. I thought it was extraordinary. I love the underground springs. I think is that called the Giza? Mm-hmm. But the underground springs, I love that. When I was in Kapadokya, I was really amazed that they had underground cities that went down 8 stories. I mean, that was extraordinary that took 3,000 years to build. And of course, the museums. I mean, the museum that you took me to and the things that we saw. And again, the jewels in the Topkapi. It was all extraordinary. I mean, the whole thing was just, it's something we don't have. I mean, we have beautiful museums in England and amazing works of art. But that whole Ottoman culture and all the things that stem from that Ottoman culture, even the word harem, which means forbidden. So I learned a lot in Turkey, and I think people don't often realize how incredible Turkey is. I think we think Turkey is like a lot of beautiful beaches, a lot of amazing resorts, and you can fly out and get amazing weather. But the first time I went, I was so impressed with the stunningness of the buildings. I mean, the Hagia Sophia and the Blue Mosque are just amazing to see, the intricate work that went into that and the love and pride. And so, yeah, and I love all the little shops too that sell. In fact, last time I was in Turkey 2 years ago, I found an interior design shop and I bought these amazing, all this bronze silverware for my house, and I bought some plants, fake plants, that I have in my house in LA. So actually, I didn't know that Turkey was so advanced in interior design, but it really is.
It is. But it's always nice to see you, and looking forward to having you next time in Turkey. Let us know in advance. Thank you so much for this broadcast. Wish you a wonderful day.
Thank you, and I can't wait to come back. I'm really excited. So next time I'm going to do Marmaris and Izmir, and who knows. And I also haven't, the other thing I love about Turkey is that I've been to Egypt a lot, and I didn't know that Turkey has more ruins than Egypt, and I love that. So I'll see more of. So we'll be back. We've been thinking about taking an RTT group and possibly doing it in Turkey. We just did our first RTT school in a beautiful manor house just at 2 hours outside of London. We went over the whole thing, and it was we'd never done that before. We were saying we should really do this, maybe on a cruise ship or maybe in a resort. So we're now looking at doing a whole RTT school in Turkey. So watch this space. This time next year, we may be doing one there.
That would be great. Marisa, thank you so much. Looking forward to see you next time. Have a good day. Podcast dinle.